everyone, on this, the sixth Sunday of our Easter season. I hope you're well and looking after yourselves. If this is the first time you've tuned into our broadcast, you're doubly welcome. Please leave a comment on our Facebook page to tell us where you are listening from and where you are watching from. I'm Gillian, the Minister of the Scots Kirk in Lausanne, and you can find, if you're watching us on Facebook, you can find a fuller version of this service on our webpage. Now, those of you who are on my email list, I sent you out a copy of the psalm for today and the text of the reading from the Gospel of John, also some colouring pages for the children. Please remember to tune in to our Sunday school message at 11:30 or to our coffee and chat at 11:15. Each week in the lead up to Pentecost, we're reading a portion from the Psalms. This week we have a few verses from Psalm 66. Please join in with the verses in bold on your printout, or if you're using a Bible, every alternate verse. Let us worship God together. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You have brought us into the net. You laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a spacious place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, those that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings. With the smoke of the sacrifice of rams, I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he's done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Our hymn is a fairly modern one, translated by Jorge Maldonado, with the music arranged by John Bell of the Iona community. The hymn was translated in 1991, but there's no information about the original writer except to say that he was writing in Nicaragua. It has two tunes, one for the verse and one for the second. One for the first verse, rather, and one for the second. And these are repeated twice. I've sent you all the words in this case so that you can sing along if you wish. Sent by the Lord am I, my hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. And these words are sung twice. The second verse, the angels cannot change a world of hurt and pain into a world of love, of justice and of peace. The task is mine to do, to set it really free. Oh, help me to obey. Help me to do your will. Hymn 250. Come to God now in an opening prayer and a prayer of confession. Trinitarian God, we come in love and hope, in the promise of the everlasting peace of Christ, in the love and glory of the Creator, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Your children gathered this day, our eyes may not see you, but we rejoice in your presence known to us in faith. May we trust ever in your abiding assurance to be with us, and let this guide our journey through this life towards the promised future. As we await your coming, we trust in your word. The knowledge that we are never orphaned, never abandoned, but held to your bosom as beloved. As we await your coming again, we give thanks for your ever-present Spirit, that it will guide us towards truth. We strive each day to follow your commandments, to live as you would have us live, to be better, to do better, to strive to better this world. And so when we failed to do that, loving Lord God, forgive us. May we go forth in courage and boldness, confident of your mercy and forgiveness, confident that our path has been laid, ever guided towards you. We give thanks for your love, for life through you. May we have the courage to show the power of love as you have to all whom we meet, to all your creation. We exist, Lord, in the midst of your unending care, and rejoice in the knowledge that knowing you means knowing love today and every day. Amen. And now a word to the children, and I'm going to talk to you about invisible friends. Many of us, when we were little, had an invisible friend. They come in many forms, depending on how your imagination works, and they're usually a wonderful gift. There's a great film about that called Inside Out. It tells the story of Riley, who has an invisible friend called Bing Bong. You might have seen it. Another favourite story of mine is of Charlie and Lola. And Lola has an invisible friend called Soren Lorenzen, obviously a Scandinavian invisible friend. Now, Soren Lorenzen sometimes persuaded Lola to do things that she knew she shouldn't, which didn't impress her older brother Charlie very much. My daughter, Tricia, borrowed her invisible friend from someone else, and he was called Statcham. We even had to set a place at the table for Statcham. Today in our service, we're going to be hearing about the invisible friend that Jesus sent to help us through our lives, through hard times and happy times. And this friend is called the Holy Spirit. And the wonderful thing about this friend is that this friend is real, even although we can't see him or her. This friend lasts long after we've grown up and will never leave us, and will never ever persuade us to do things that are wrong or hurtful to someone else. This friend will be with us and love us forever, and help to guide us into how best to love our God. So today I wonder if any of you have an invisible friend, and you could tell whoever is in your house all about them, or even draw a picture of them. You can ask whoever is at home with you if they ever had an invisible friend, and if not, why not invent one? So if you were going to create an imaginary friend today, so I'm going to ask you to think about what kind of friend it would be. What would your friend act like? What would your friend look like? How would your friend sound? What would they wear? What would they do? What would be their name? And remember, when you're thinking about that, or writing about that, or drawing about that, remember that our own special invisible friend, the Holy Spirit, is always with us from when we were very little, forever and ever. So here's a prayer for our young people. Well, it's for everybody, because we're all young in some way or another. Let's pray. God, we love you. We love each other, and we love what you have created, our planet, the people who look after us, our families and friends, all the things and people that show love for us. Love is the way that we know you. We know you as the Creator, as the Son, as the Spirit. We know that you are always with us, always in our lives, taking care of us, loving us. Your message is love. Your commandments are love. So we live our lives, happy that you have promised to be here forever because of your love for us. Amen. Our hymn is 259, and it's written by a well-known modern hymn writer, Graham Kendrick, who wrote the music to accompany his words. Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair, Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace, sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Now we come to our gospel reading read for us this week, as last week, by William Wright. Listen now for God's word.
The reading is from John chapter 14, reading from verses 15 to 21. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them.
Thanks be to God for this reading from his word, and to his name be the glory and the praise. Amen. And now we come to our message. Let us pray. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Amen. These words are the refrain to one of Graham Kendrick's hymns. You can hear it on the website. It really is very beautiful. It talks of Jesus as our friend, and it's a wonderful image. Jesus, who knew that when he left, his earthly friends would be stricken and bereft, and so he offered to leave them and us a wonderful friend that cannot and will not leave us ever. We'll celebrate the gift of that friend in just a few short weeks at Pentecost, when there will be a special Church of Scotland wide service that we're all invited to attend online. Friends are very important to us, and especially in these last few weeks. In these 10 weeks, these weeks that everyone continues to call unprecedented, we've come to value our friends. And I've turned to thinking about old friends that I rarely contact and have found that they have been thinking of me too. We've had the joy of being able to reconnect in the most modern of ways, and also by snail mail, sending cards and greetings and letters and making phone calls. All of these together, for those who are able, with Facebook messages and joint online coffees and concert going, has been a revelation and mostly a joy to look forward to. In my line of work, friends are difficult to keep track of because I've met and come to love so many people over the years in congregations and universities and in the course of my radio work. Keeping contact with them all is impossible. And it's always my fervent hope that they'll forgive me for not being in touch as often as I or they would like. The best kind of friends to have, of course, are the ones who don't get upset if they don't hear from you for a while and who are happy to start again where they left off when time and tide allows. One of my favourite images is from a Russian painter of icons, and it depicts the Trinity sitting together at table. There's potentially room for another to sit with them. I have to say they're not socially distancing. That other in prayer is sometimes me. And we talk and eat and sit in companionable silence together. It's a time of peace and understanding, a time of fellowship and love. I've included a tiny representation of the icon on the website for you to look at. Of course, anyone who knows anything about icons knows that it is full of symbolism and tells not just one story, but many. But for me, it's that implicit invitation to sit together that moves me and sustains me, knowing that there is always a welcome. These are the friends who will never leave us and always welcome us back, no matter how much time has elapsed or even if we've become estranged. A reflection on friendship and the Holy Spirit. Friend for life. Here I am, your friend for life. Jesus sent me just as he said he would. You know Jesus, always as good as his word, and every word he said about me is the truth. Truth, that's my middle name. We are going to get to know each other better, you and I, and we'll discover a lot of truths along the way. That's my job. To keep flagging up all the important things Jesus taught you, to help you see how it all works in practice. So stick with me, and you'll have no need to worry about forgetting. I'm on your side, your advocate, defending you, cheering you on, lighting you up from inside. Friend for life, that's me. So call on me, lean on me, work with me, rest in me. You might find me a bit of a mystery at times, but only because I don't draw attention to myself. I like to infiltrate, motivate, energize, with no need to be recognized. I'll be like a bubbling spring of never-ending freshness, a source that never runs dry. This is what Jesus was preparing you for, not absence and abandonment, but presence and companionship. Let's do it together. prayers of the people today are contributed by Janet Beard.
Prayers of the People. Heavenly Father, we gather together this morning in your presence, a time set apart to be with you. We come with thankful hearts for all that you have given us, our homes and families, friends, and for our loved ones who are safe and with you now. We thank you for moments of grace, for unexpected acts of generosity and empathy, and for the kindness of strangers. And we thank you for your words of Scripture, which encourage and guide us, showing us the way forward, and for your Son, Jesus Christ, and his selfless, redemptive love for us all, his love and compassion, for he turns no one away and accepts us as we are. In these times when the coronavirus has so changed lives all over the world, we bring into your loving care all who are ill with the virus, praying that they may be healed, thankful for those who are recovering, and bringing you the deep grief and distress of so many people who have lost their loved ones and friends. May they find comfort and solace in you. We pray for doctors and nurses, all hospital workers, care home staff, all those working on the front line, asking that you protect them, keep them safe, and that we may continue to give thanks and show appreciation for their devotion and courage. We pray for the most vulnerable in our society, asking that there too they may be kept safe. We pray for solutions and compassion for the many people who are being faced with harsh economic difficulties, where there is job loss, no income, not enough money for food for families, those who have lost everything, and for those who are already unemployed and are now even more anxious about the future. And we pray and ask for wisdom and integrity for governments facing hard decisions between protecting the economy and people's safety. May they answer calls of need in generous and respectful ways. We bring you medical researchers and all those working to find a vaccine and to find medication to relieve symptoms. In all of this, may we not forget all other sick and ill people and those whose treatments have been delayed, causing distress and anxiety. We pray for all forgotten people, living where equality and dignity and justice do not exist. For those living in areas of relentless war and conflict, and for the men, women and children who suffer daily from violence, abuse, hunger and neglect. In this time of turmoil, when so much is out of our control, we pray that we may hear your voice challenging us to look at others and at ourselves in a new, more reflective way, to see through your eyes what really matters, that we may follow Christ's ways of compassion and peace. In faith, may we step confidently into whatever the future holds, trusting in you with all our hearts. Into the love of the Beloved, we entrust these cares for others, for our world, and for ourselves. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We continue to dedicate our offerings of money, of time, of our talents, and we ask God to bless how we use these, his gifts, to us. Let us pray. In the spirit of truth, we gather our time, talents, and money, and offer them, O God, as a token, a sign of our faith in you and the power of your church to be a force for good in this world. Take what we offer, whatever it is, and use it in faith and love of you. We join together in the Lord's Prayer, using whichever version is most familiar to you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn today is a familiar one to many of us. It was written by Joseph Scrivener in the 19th century. Born in 1820, he emigrated to Canada, where he wrote the hymn for his mother to comfort her after a bereavement. It wasn't really meant for general release, but it was found by a Mr. Sankey, who recognised its worth, and we have it now as a favourite of many, hymn 547. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. May God bless you all with his friendship, his love and his mercy, and may the love of God, the blessing of his Son Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all and remain with you both now and always. Amen.